Funky.
I wonder how much of the
definitely.
meetings is talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at all this stuff, man. Okay. Right.
So, what do we need to talk about?
Well, shall we just go around and everyone says what they they've been doing?
Has anybody done anything?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done something.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, whoops, already gone.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I dropped mine as well.
Good at this.
This wasn't a good start. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a browser with... which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And I think the search works as well. So you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button which doesn't do anything yet. Now I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that. What he's been saying.
The left click or the right click?
The left click highlights it.
Right.
Can you double click?
I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else.
Mm.
I think so, yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, that might be quite good, I suppose.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization, that pops the window.
What else could we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
So otherwise, we just have a right click or do.
but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click
is a window.
Do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah. Yeah, that's what anybody does.
Yeah.
So it would maybe be a bit weird for it to just start bringing up stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, to just have sort of the same sort of idiom throughout.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Mm.
Or just, you know, or just the button.
Yeah.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then? It's like,
well, no,
or
no,
if
you still have
visual.
The menu.
Yeah,
the menu
it's
pop up that. Well, oh yeah, it's more obvious, isn't
it's
it?
It's more
like
idiot proof,
do.
Isn't it? If it's got a
yeah.
button.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
True. That's true. Yeah, it's more intuitive.
But then it's not as expensive.
But well,
like if you want to add more things in the future, then we have to, well, new buttons.
Add more buttons.
Where's the menu
maybe.
Type thing is
maybe
more flexible that way.
Yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button. Right. This one. Yeah.
Beta version. But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in.
Hmm.
Like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what did you, part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings or something.
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yep.
Or is that too much? I mean.
I don't know.
I guess so. Same
I mean,
idea.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. as Steve mentioned,
I don't really know how to
involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true.
To the browser.
Have it interconnected.
Yeah, like maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what? How does it help the browsing? Or what can it give us?
You mean the speaker characterization? Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get the speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get everything that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know.
No.
We haven't popped up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
We have to have a speaker characterization first before we cross any other bridges.
So should we try to do a right-click menu then?
Yeah. All right, why not?
Is that just from the main?
Even if only one thing comes up.
Is that from any particular window? Like if we want to sort of get... Like if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right-click for these various things?
Yes. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window, where you want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah?
Yep.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right-click as well.
Okay.
And so this lot is for...
consistent throughout. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the speaker.
So... Yeah.
This lot is
so we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click basically.
Right. Actually, yeah. Like another common thing, like if we have it so it's set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a default. So it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm.
Like, and just think to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right-clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able to...
Might come to us. Start playing with it.
Yeah. What was that? I didn't quite understand. Do you mean
like we have the right click menu? Menu right clicking. But instead of like have a default double click.
So
it'll be a choice.
Figures out what's the most common.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Used to double click. Yeah.
Okay. Like I don't know, show the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
But then
there's the problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah, maybe.
Sort of.
Sometimes you do it by accident. I'll go away. It's not coming up.
Well, then they close it.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad. I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might do something, but.
That's a good start.
But I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something that.
I guess it depends on the. Yeah, what you're clicking on.
Another thing. Single audio files, do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. But single channel files, do we want them? I mean...
Probably not, but we might need them for the fluencies. If we try to do it in audio.
Yeah. I mean, we might use them
at the moment, no, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can...
We might want to be able to say, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you don't listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else or something. Well, we'll just say note for now and put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase the amount of data we need by a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
The footprint will be bigger.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that though to have the full flexibility. We need to have that.
That's
there,
what I feel as well. I mean,
yeah.
I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Well, the thing is, typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably
just
not.
Two
no.
Or two or
yeah.
three of whatever.
Two or three
whatever
maybe,
they're looking
but
at, like Dialogax.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It'd be good to
yeah.
have
I
it
think
there.
It's fine. It's fine.
But
yeah,
well, couldn't we?
Fine.
I mean, you probably. I don't know if you want to have like the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just like choose the same window for transcription and summary.
It's like have a tab there or something.
I was
like
just
that.
Yeah. A tab.
Yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah, tabs
like
are good.
Tabs.
Mozilla
it's
style.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
Does anybody know how to do that? Can you do that in Java? I
don't
think Java
I
knows
know.
How to do that, really.
Do
Maybe.
You,
you probably can, but.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do anything.
If
yeah.
you really knew what you're doing. But I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple, Java's windowing toolkit. V8 is sometimes. It's a bit of a cripple.
I can have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know.
But
yeah,
yeah that might be an
change
idea,
the
yeah.
contents of the same window, like
yeah, yeah.
from transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window. Just something.
Yeah,
there
yeah, that
can do
probably.
It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No,
mm.
no, it
yeah.
could be like
yeah.
transcription summary,
yeah.
like two letters, and you just.
Yeah.
Press on whichever.
Or check marks even have
yeah.
two of them.
That will reduce the
yeah.
number of windows we
yeah.
needed, wouldn't it? Which is quite good. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, oh, get out of the way. There's
yeah,
always
exactly.
stuff in the way, isn't there? So.
Yeah. I don't like
but I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open.
You
so
do.
You
yeah.
manage them.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Unless can
I
you, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize
can you,
them.
Can you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah. Well, of course you can, actually, yes.
Yeah, like, a lot of these can be. Like, once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the disfluency.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
All
they're
these, you know,
they're
have all
definitely
these sort of using the same window, and so we
yeah,
can
they're
do
definitely
going to
be in the same window,
and probably
yeah.
mutually,
exclusive.
Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window. Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, well, could I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like
right.
full meeting, meeting without disfluencies, and summarize.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
And finally, the prototype he spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce?
By the end of February?
Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try it and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah
so
that's
we
what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that on its own.
Yeah.
So you can plug it in. And just
yeah.
Yeah. Just so see the integration works sort of between the different components.
True.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to aim for.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just be.
Oh, I see.
A prototype of the GUI.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, is the code accessible, like the the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory somewhere? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know. Can we access other people's?
You can make it, you make it world readable, then anybody can.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we know the directory to get in. Then and just
sure.
That might be.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have
I think by default they are.
No, they're not world readable. They're not down default. They're only default. Then only you can read them.
Oh, right. Okay.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay. Yeah.
So the directory is my number.
Or you could just email to it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not difficult. Yeah.
Right. What's your number?
Okay.
It's in all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number.
0-04.
Okay.
0-4-5-5-5-6-0.
Say that again. 0-4.
0-4-5-5-5-6-0.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder NLSSD.
NLSSD.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes. For meetings. M for meeting.
Hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders, everything. I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about their stuff?
Don't all jump at once.
Could tell you what I've done in SP2. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use, sort of. Just
what were you doing again?
Yeah, searching. Yeah,
Okay.
Found a tutorial that inverted search indexing, but I haven't read it yet.
So you could probably just use that code. Like, that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, we're using code and stuff, and just like,
oh,
okay.
Right. Well, that's found some code there, for it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for like from a tutorial about indexing.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery poker it around and make it work.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management while creation.
Yeah, yeah. Around all sorts of nonsense, but yeah. But the basics is there. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when, when he talked about this with the file, messing around with files. I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah. You have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen.
Okay.
But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java to play with it. But
what are you running in Java? Or
yeah, in Java.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will. I'm sure it's not very difficult. I'm sure I'm making a meal of it at the moment, actually. <Leslie. laughs>
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had that, like, collaborating with file things. I mean, if you already started on stuff,
I guess
we can.
Should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Should we, meet up and see what we could do? I mean, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
When we know more what we need, maybe.
Next week, sometime.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
I actually haven't done anything this week because this week's been manic. But
yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week.
Last week.
the week as is, rather than the proper week, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's been all a bit manic the last.
Well, you're an SP and LP and SP2, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we had to do an IRP whatever it was last week as well, which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
That was complete rubbish.
It was. It wasn't hard, but it was. I had to sit there and think about it for a bit, which is a bit irritating. Yeah, but SPNLP.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably.
Yeah, we're gonna
start
attacking
this seriously, and just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the out of the files. Which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works yet. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for I think the IDs or something. Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's how it works. That is pretty bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that folder, but say search everything.
That is pretty bizarre, right? Hmm.
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does very load up quite quickly. Yeah. So it's not too bad.
Okay, but but what is it like a window where you have to write a search query, or is it just what's behind it? So or
no, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example.
Yeah.
To find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search. For the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript list, whatever, find everything that's got that and then load.
So I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like a $a text, say.
Yeah, because that's the guy declares a variable, doesn't
he?
Yeah.
And then, because all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay.
Right.
Vaguely.
When you, is there a open thingy or what did you do to, how did you figure out that this uses NXT search?
It's in the code. Just that it, you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary myself.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, just search for a specific string.
Right.
So you could just, you could use that when you, if you want to take the data out.
Fish the data out. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Mm.
I can explain it.
Yeah.
Have you annotated your code?
Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared throw out all the functions I have.
Just in case. Mission critical.
Yes. So they're all in there. Yeah. Still, a lot of rubbish, but it will be chucked out right at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, running it.
Yes.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Okay. Get rid of that next.
Yeah. Precisely.
Good company.
Yeah.
So basically, we got to go and do some work, really.
Yeah.
That's the answer to that, isn't it? Long and the short of it.
The weekend's still 4 days off.
Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I don't actually have that much to do at the moment.
Well, should you finally want to explore any other?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
How's your quantifier raising?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy, Bob?
Mm.
No.
Who was doing that?
You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
These can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Or, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. You have some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah.
So what courses should I have picked? Are we not doing any work?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing communications, which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. Hmm. That's in 2 weeks.
Is that informatics course?
Yeah, it's a
Like
nine courses, okay. Or 10 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems.
Hmm.
Which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background readings.
Sorry. Just yeah.
Mm. I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, is that about it then? Or
yeah.
Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know
if
after DNLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just...
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah.
We can always decide then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're going to do the search. You're going to implement the search.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next query search, but won't be the whole thing. But
yeah.
Like, we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, most of just dialogue hacks. And what else was there? Summary topics.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones, because otherwise, you know,
it'll get
weeks will
behind
go
schedule
by.
Yeah, pretty quick, like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date.
Well, you decide. I'm not doing much for that prototype. So.
The progress report is June 23rd, February.
Of
February.
So what's that, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean.
Ish, yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then we've got something to show.
So.
Just looking at my own deadlines. See, yeah.
when the search interface, maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me, and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you had now, wasn't that pretty much what we agreed on, or was it just
that's
like that one
that doesn't exist? That's completely cut and pasted.
Okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it?
It's quite impressive, actually.
It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google online. A screenshot of Google.
Ooh. <That's gone>. I'm impressed. Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
No, it's not, is it? Yeah.
So.
Decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then.
Mm.
Then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Yeah.
That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
Yeah. It would be nice to, I don't know, meet up and you can sort of show us a bit what you know already so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Oh, just like the basics. So like
no, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Just like all that, and seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just.
Can take us through a tutorial. So
yeah.
You know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like to say, okay, well, here's, you know, everything's basically set up. And then just, just
show
jump
you
right in.
The code.
Yeah.
Next week sometime.
Cool. In the morning.
Well, this time I'm dictating the time. Back there, you can't do anything.
The whole thing is, something like that could happen anytime because, like my schedule is like a class break,
it's not going to take an hour.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So, I mean something like that. And then if I have a class, I can run off and do whatever.
Yeah,
pick a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Monday might be good.
What Monday?
Next? Yeah, this Monday. Just
anytime.
Monday afternoon.
Not at noon or two or four. No, in between those. Yeah, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock. Actually,
three's all right. It was what time's the NLG 4, isn't it?
It's 4. Yeah.
Unless you
want
to do it after. After.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Three's good day, but we have whatever. What's your fare?
Or 3:30. I just
Well, it doesn't matter for me. I mean,
3:30 in the computer room in here, and then we can just go
get in there though.
If you can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get in?
We can get in through the
This computer room's in here, the MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
No, it's in here.
If
you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there and we can look out in there.
We can look now afterwards.
Yeah. You do need to have a key for it, though, that's the thing. It's not a locked door, but.
Just sort of bang on it.
Yeah, somebody else.
I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
It's only got about 4 or 5 computers, but it would do quite good for our job because it can all sit around. It's not many people in it very often.
Mm. Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, there's a printer in there. And there's a photocopier with the code on it. Yeah.
Nice.
It's cool, yeah.
Handy.
Well, I'm just
photocopier.
I heard of it.
Assignment.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah, the comments I'm thinking.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time we need.
That's true.
Right.
So
than have half an hour and then we'll
eventually
run out.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as DMLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully it's not that man, so it won't matter.
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
Like
it's reading week next week. It should be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be. Next week. It's week 6
really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week, though.
I don't know. We have one class, at least. When we like speech perception, we don't have any lectures. But I think we're having like all other classes. So
I don't think
there's not much point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I think
some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
We should have
bizarre, really. They didn't really know what was going on.
I think the undergraduates had were off. Totally.
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like teaching. Yeah, okay.
No, make them work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably.
Yeah, we will classes. Probably have, it's been last week.
Okay. Let's meet Monday.
I guess that's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone of you want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Oh, we trust you.
I don't know if there was something. I think he basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it, can you read that?
On the top one. Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah, that was what you said.
Yeah, I think your comments are basically the same as what you said.
Yeah, exactly. And just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation. So, yeah, that's brilliant. Terribly exciting.
Yeah. Okay. And now we have 7% of the course already done. Okay, good.
So we need to tick the OK box, right?
If you're okay with having
signing off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we turn these off then, or what?
We're done now. Is she still here? Yes, you are. Yeah.